This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And as I said, we're going to be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your questions. So feel free, give us a call. We do have some open lines at this point. For the break, we were talking with Gail, and she said she had a heart-shaped leaf that has a white flower more into June. So just describing the way it was with its woody texture, the woody style, but it was a clump form, made me really think it was a red bud with the white flowers. You know, red buds are one of the first ones to bloom, so it kind of made me think, now that can't be it. What else could it be? There's a linden that has a grape-shaped, heart-shaped leaf that has some white flowers during that time, so maybe that's it. One of the things I thought about, but it doesn't have flowers, doesn't have anything noticeable on it, would be like a Katsura tree. So that was one of the thoughts. There's also that catalpa. Catalpa trees have huge heart-shaped leaves. So that definitely made me know that was not it. You'd also have giant pods on them. But they would even have, they would have the white flowers too. So that's just something to think about. But, you know, The moral, really, of the story here wasn't about what the type of tree was. It was how to take care of it. And there was construction built around it, done around it, ripping up some of the root system. And what can you do? Well, the biggest thing you can do is get something back to the plant. Give it some sort of fertilizer. Give it some, for this, it's a tree form. Get it into tree tone from a spoma. Or, add some sort of fertilizer to really help it. This is one where, with root system being damaged, the whole tree could have issues later on. One of the things I suggested was using protolyzer, and using it in the spring. So protolyzer, which we've talked about many times, it's not a fertilizer. It's like vitamins for you or I. We take vitamins to keep us healthy. We use food as our fertilizer, if you will. So this is an additive to that fertilizer to make it work better, to make it more readily available for the plant, and to allow it to really get its root system coming back. And that's what we're looking for. That's one of the things we want to have. So just something to be looking at when you're doing a fertilization program with something that had some issues. And based on the winter that we've already having and how, different the weather has been, with snow than rain, than warmth than cold, than rain than warmth and cold, etc., we might be having some issues this year when it comes to, or this spring when it comes to some of our shrubs and trees. Adding some of that protolizer early in the spring is going to be definitely beneficial for you to help some of those problems. Problems that we've had with some of the plants. We want to make sure that they are protected and taken care of. Now, we can move indoors and start talking about some of the indoor plants. We haven't really talked a lot about indoor plants today. We're talking more about outside, getting ready for what's going to happen in the spring. I think just knowing that more snow is coming, we just want to think about outside versus inside. So, house plants, how often are you watering them? Are you taking care of them? Have you fertilized anything at this point? It's beginning of winter, and usually they say winter, no fertilizer, not as much fertilizer. But some of them that are blooming right now, your orchids or violets could use it. Cactus could use it at this point. Now, you want to give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's Easy Dose Cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in 4 varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at a fine garden center. Or visit Espoma.com to see a video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, getting some of those flowering plants that you received for Christmas or that you bought for Christmas to decorate, a poinsettia or a Christmas cactus or, cyclamen, something like that. With it in bloom right now, fertilizing is to help prolong the blooms or get more blooms would be perfect. So definitely be looking to get those, give them something to get going with. So those are some perfect products to be using this time of year. To get them to keep going. They have a lot of great things coming up for next year. I can't wait to actually discuss those with you in the next coming weeks of products that they're coming out with this year for 2020. So definitely something to be looking at. They have some pretty cool stuff on the horizon. Obviously, they have their typical products from Espoma, your garden fertilizers, your holly tone, plant tone, garden tone, but they have some new stuff coming along. We'll definitely talk about that in the next upcoming weeks. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have open lines at the moment. We can definitely help you out with any of your gardening questions to really make the snow that's coming not feel as bad, because you can think about some of the things you're going to be doing. Think about some of the plants that you have and what you can be doing. So definitely thinking about being in a greenhouse in the warm areas to get ready for 2020. Now, if you're looking to get some houseplants, we can go over a bunch of different houseplants that are pretty easy to grow indoors. That way, start off easy versus going all heavy into some of them. One of my favorites that we talk about a lot would be a fiddle leaf fig. That one can get some height to it, but the leaves are huge. I mean, they're probably... some of them I've seen over a foot long and about 8-10 inches wide. Really cool looking. So that's something you could be bringing inside, which is not that hard to be using. Another one that's becoming ever so popular is the Chinese money plant. It's a smaller, more compact plant. It has a nickname of pancake plant. But it's actually something that's really cool, nice and easy to grow on the indoors for you. African violets, those are, you know, pretty easy to grow. The biggest thing is worrying about how you water them. You want good drainage. You don't want them to be sitting in water. You can water them almost every other week, to be honest. But you want to have that indirect light that, again, you can have a moist soil, but you don't want them sitting in water completely. They do have African violet pots where the pot itself will absorb the water and water it that way. So that is technically sitting in water, but I just mean not at all times. So that's one to be looking at going forward for some of your houseplants. One that's really, really easy. That's becoming really popular with the succulents are air plants. Those are just, they grow native to, you know, Florida, southern areas. You'll see some of the sphagnum moss, it's a type of moss that will grow. It'll come to me. But air plants as well. And you just have to dunk them in water for a few hours every 10 days or more. So that's pretty cool. So just some ideas for some easy houseplants. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we've got a bunch of calls on the line, so we're going to get right into those. Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy is in West Kennebunk, Maine.
Oh, Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you
today?
Good
morning.
Good morning.
I work at a school, and we came up with this plan this fall to have every child plant a flower bulb, a tulip or narcissus.
Okay.
And we got a late start, and we got about half the bulbs in before the ground froze and the snow came. So anyways, we have about 300 bulbs left, and we're trying to figure out how we can salvage those. Is there any way to save those?
It's definitely possible. I do have to ask, do you teach in Kennebunk or do you work in Kennebunk schools?
Yes. Yeah.
Which school?
Yeah. Kennebunk Elementary.
I'm from Kennebunk originally, so I always love to hear those things. Okay, so with the bulbs, you could actually get some pots and plant them in the ground there, put them in the area. So maybe some 12-inch pots. You don't need a huge deep pot, maybe about 8 inches deep. And
okay,
you can actually put some soil on the bottom and then place a bunch of bulbs upright on the soil and then fill it with soil like you'd be planting it outside. Do a bunch of those, and then what I'd want you to do is put them outside, maybe in the corner of the building somewhere where they'll get a little bit of protection. They're not going to get too bad. You can cover them with some leaves or mulches around the sides so that they'll get that overwintering and they won't get that freeze-thaw effect. You want the soil to really freeze so they go into dormancy.
Okay.
But you could have a bunch of those. And then, you know, in the spring, once they start to bloom, put some of those pots in the walkways leading up into the schools. So it's not just in the garden beds, it's all over. That would be one way to do it.
Okay.
Other ways would be to put them like in a basement somewhere with some peat moss, some light peat moss, just to keep them going, but having that dormancy period. It wants to have a cold time. That's why we plant the bulbs in the fall for spring blossoms. They need that overwintering so they build up all the nutrients and all the flower buds and everything that it wants, and then goes right up in the spring to get growing for us. So there are ways to still do it. I like the container way because you can kind of move them all around, so it's not just in certain areas, and it might be a nice way to lead up into the buildings themselves.
Right. So when we put them in pots, should we water them before
water
we put them
in? Definitely. Yes.
Okay.
You want to water it in because one of the reasons why is the soil will compact over it a little bit, and that's what you're looking to do. You don't want to hand compact it. Sometimes you can break some of the tops of the bulbs, but when you put the soil over it, a lot of times you're using like a potting soil that maybe isn't as heavy as the regular soil that you would be outside. So watering them in is going to compact that soil. You'll end up adding a little bit more soil on top because you'll notice that the soil will drop down.
Mm-hmm.
And then water it again, and then leave it outside, like in a corner of a building, something along those lines. Get something around the pots, just so that freeze-thaw effect doesn't happen. But you can still use them, you know, knowing the different colors that you have. Maybe put one bright color in the middle and then followed with some others on the outside. There's a lot of different styles that you could be doing with them, but you just need to get them so they have that dormancy period.
Okay. So is like potting soil okay?
Potting soil would be fine. Would definitely be fine. Or you could buy like a topsoil, to be honest. Topsoil has more actual soil in it, whereas a potting soil is like a soilless mix, they consider it. It's a lighter mix. So you could actually do a little bit of both to mix in together and get that into the pots.
Okay. That sounds
Alrighty.
Great. Well,
Alrighty.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're going to go to a break. When we get back, we have a couple calls on the line. So those of you who are on the line, thank you for waiting. We're going to take a break and want to bring you on and cut you right off. So after the break, we'll get to you. Everybody else, call us, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Asfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Asfomer.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A suspect's now in custody for the stabbing of 5 people at the home of a rabbi in New York State last night. The Ramapo Police Department saying that its officers remain at the scene of the crime, but a suspect has been taken into custody. All of the victims were reportedly Hasidic Jews. The extent of their injuries is not currently known. This follows a string of anti-Semitic attacks in the New York City region, including the deadly shootings at a kosher market in nearby Jersey City just a couple of weeks ago. New York State Senator David Carlucci.
We are going to stand united with our entire law enforcement community, all elected officials in New York State, to say we cannot tolerate hate in any form.
A winter storm's dumping heavy snows across the plains and now the upper Midwest. And this is USA Radio News.
everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Penny is in Chelmsford, Mass.
Penny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Nice to talk to you.
Good morning.
I have a question for you. I received a beautiful Christmas cactus in the mail. It came up in a box, and it came in through Texas through that 1-800. Beautiful. And we got it put together. The only thing is now there's little tiny blossoms on it. They just won't come out. They won't pop. And I don't know what to do. I want to save the plant. I don't know what to do to try to help it along.
Okay. Now, what you can do with that to get those blossoms to really come through is you're looking to get a liquid fertilizer right now that has a heavier middle number. That middle number on the fertilizer will help push the blossoms. And that's going to be true with any flowering shrub or houseplant or plant in general. If you fertilize it with a heavy middle number when it's starting to bloom, it's not only going to help those blooms get bigger, it's also going to help produce more blooms coming through. A lot of times you'll see it called like bloom booster. Bonite has one that was called Bloom Booster. You also can find a liquid formula from Peters. J.R. Peters has a great one. You mix, it's a wettable powder. You mix in a watering can, that type of thing. But you're really looking for something with a heavy middle number. Your local garden center, you said you're in Chelmsford, you could go to Mahoney's over there. They'll have liquid plant food that would work best for you.
Now, how often, I really want to keep this going. We've lost my cousin, and I think her children sent it to me, and, you know, like kind of in memory of her. And so it means a lot to try to keep this plant going. How often would I fertilize after I do this? Like I give it this bottle to fertilize, I have a little heavy duty. Then how often would I do it?
Well, so you're not going to, you know, you're not going to to need to feed it all the time on this. This is to help push those blooms get through. I'm sure there was a little bit of shock with the plant coming from Texas, coming all the way up here to Massachusetts where some of the cold weather was. So I feel as though there's some shock there. This fertilizer will do well for now. You're going to, you know, this is a plant that you can keep for years upon years. I've had listeners send pictures of Christmas cactus that are 20, 30 years old. So you can definitely keep it. Now, once it has flowered, you can actually fertilize it to just really get it to get into the plant to keep it going. But you're not looking as that heavier bloom booster. You're looking more of an all-purpose, something that's a little bit less than that, like a 5-5-5-5 or a 10-10-10 type. You know, so you would give it so it can rejuvenate and rebuild, because it can flower again. Sometimes the Christmas cactus will even bloom at around Easter time. Now, in the summer, you want to move it outdoors, more of like a shadier area, not full shade, but a little bit more shade. Continue with the watering and fertilizer. And then in the fall, before any frost is going to hit, bring it indoors. And then, you know, keep it a little bit drier to push it to rebloom for you. So it will bloom multiple times during the season. So, you know, the varieties are different. There are a few different varieties of them. There's the Christmas cactus, the Thanksgiving cactus, and the Easter cacti, if you will. Different styles, different ways, but this one would be your Christmas cactus that you can get to rebloom and get it going at this point. But, you know, you'd want to fertilize, but don't do it heavy. Do this one heavy one because it's flowering. What I'd also like you to look at is take a look at the root system. Is it too wet? Is one of the reasons why the blossoms aren't coming, is it root rot? There also could be mealybugs. Mealybugs could be in the plant themselves. Take a look at the plant. Take a look under the leaves. See if there's anything going on there. Now, if it's root rot, you know, let it dry out a little bit in between waterings. If it's the mealybug, you're going to want to use an all-seasons type oil or like a neem oil to spray the plant to get rid of it. Any type of insect that you're seeing flying around from it, that would be something to look at doing. But those are some other reasons why you could have, you know, either blossom drop or not as many blossoms flowering. But I think the fertilizing of a heavy middle number is definitely going to help you.
Tony, I appreciate your help.
No problem.
Just about every Sunday morning, so
excellent.
I just thought I'd be calling in, but it's a pleasure to talk to you.
You as well, and good luck.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Yeah, happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, and our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda is in St. Charles.
All righty. We're going to...
Oh, I'm sorry. Linda's in St. Charles.
All right, Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, I want to thank you for the advice that you gave me last week on my two palm trees. They're doing great.
Excellent.
What I want to know is I have three large nut trees. I always thought they were black walnuts, but I've been told they're white walnut trees. Now, I'd like to have a nice lawn, but the squirrels seem to come and visit a lot. Is there anything I can do? Because, I mean, you know, by nature, they dig and they bury. Though this year I had very few nuts on the tree, maybe due to the weather. I'm not sure what it is, because there's several years. They're really old trees, and they look great. So my question is, how can I keep the lawn looking nice?
So just basically you're trying to keep the
squirrels from digging, to do what nature tells them to do.
Gotcha. So there are some products out there that you could actually use that will clean up those the nuts from the tree a little easier than you having to pick it up. There's a company you might have heard of. I'm not sure if I've talked about it often at all, but it's called a Garden Weasel. The Garden Weasel is like a little hand rototiller on a long pole. Well, they do actually have what's called a acorn and nut pick. I don't know the exact name, but it picks up the acorns and nuts off the ground. What it is this tube. It's not a tube. It's like a round oval shaped with metal grate. So there's space. When you roll it on the ground, it'll actually go over the acorns or the nuts and pick them up and put them into this area to easily remove them. So that would be one way to look at it when it comes time for that. The other area is, you know, you're never going to be able to repel a squirrel. Squirrels, unfortunately, they'll just kind of do whatever they want. They'll go wherever they want at any time. So, you know, you could use some of the repellents. They do have, like one of the ones that will repel some squirrels from areas called rat magic versus mouse magic. Mouse magic was one that will do the mice. Rat magic, even though it says rat, it will actually do some of those, you know, not so big rodents, but that style, like a rat or a chipmunk or a squirrel. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say that I could use that, like, on the patio to keep them away from the table.
Yeah. That's you create, like, a perimeter around the patio and push them out that way. But rat magic is a really good one. It just has that name of rat, so you kind of just think that's what it's for, and you almost don't want... It's one of those things where somebody sees it in the house, you don't want it to be like, oh, I have rats. No, I have squirrels. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, good.
But it would definitely work for you. But cleaning up, it's the product from before is from the Garden Weasel family. I'll have to look up the name in between the break.
Great.
But I can definitely try to take a look. It's called a Quick Collector.
Collector.
Yeah, it's a small nut gatherer. It's by Garden Weasel. You can find it at like a local garden center or like a hardware store. It's got a round cylinder at the bottom that'll pick up the nuts, and that might be your easiest way to do it going forward.
I think that would be great because they're always sticky on the outside.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I
All
love
right,
your
Linda.
Show.
Thank you.
Take
Have
care.
A great one.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, some of those tasks that we don't like doing, like I said, we're picking up the nuts. This would be a great product for that. It's by Garden Weasel. It's a nut gatherer. We do have another call on the line, so we'll get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Joyce is in New Hampshire.
Joyce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a stephanotis plant. It's about 26 inches tall and in a pot that's like 15 inches wide. And I had scale on it, but I think I've eliminated the scale with the systemic. But
okay.
It's just not shiny. I mean, the leaves always used to be very, very shiny, and all of it, you know, since then it's gotten dull. It seems to be growing okay, and it is not blossoming. And it did blossom several times in the years past. I've had it probably, it was given to me, and I have had it probably for about 5 or 6 years. I know you keep saying don't fertilize in the winter, but I thought that this is a little different type of plant, but maybe I should be fertilizing it.
Okay. So with the stephanotis, this time of year is the end of its really bloom cycle.
Okay.
It's going to resume really its growth in mid-spring. So that's when I would look at doing that. Being said, it seems like the plant hasn't recovered from having scale damage. It weakened the plant and made it so it's not what it used to be, obviously. So what I'd like to see you do is a couple things. One of them, first of all, would be using the product Protolizer from Natural Alternative. Reason being is, as I've said it many times, it's not a fertilizer. It's like vitamins for us. It adds to the plant. But you can use this in two-week intervals to actually help rejuvenate it a bit and get it stronger and rebuild that root system that's in there. Because what happens with a plant when it has an insect, it focuses there and it doesn't focus on its other areas. So we want it to focus there. Now, I'm going to go to a break, but I have a few more things that I can tell you and what to do with the plant. So if you hang tight with me, I'll give you some more information, all right?
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Joyce in regards to her stephanotis and what she could be doing to get it to rebloom and to care for it. Now, I did have a question for you, Joyce. How old is the stephanotis that you've had it?
It was given to me, and it was a large plant when it was given to me about 5 years ago. So,
okay.
I have no idea.
Knowing that you've had it for 5 years helps me. One of the suggestions I'd look at is repotting it. Now, a stephanotis likes to have, slightly root-bound, but sometimes when it gets too root-bound or it's kind of outgrown that pot, it will slow down its blooming, etc.
Talked to your dad about 2 years, or I think almost 2 years ago, and he suggested repotting, which I did. I that's why it's in the 15-inch pot now.
Well, perfect.
I did about 2 years ago. I repotted it.
What I'd like you to look at doing is place your hand over the bottom of the plant by the pot, flip it over if you can, and see how the roots are. If the roots are very circular around the pot, then it's way too root bound. So what you'd want to do is repot it then. But seeing as though it's only been a couple years, you might not need to. But this way you can kind of see. If you're seeing white fibrous roots all the way around, it's too much. So you'd have to go to the next size pot, which it seems like you already have a really big pot.
Yeah.
You might even be able to, on some of the plant, pull it from the base a little bit just to see, instead of having to flip it over, because, you know, a 15-inch pot's going to be pretty big.
It is so big. It's plastic pot, but it's very large, very heavy.
So I want you to look at the roots and see if you can, if it's too much. If it is too much, you'd repot it. You'd want to use a heavier, more loam type soil where it's more compact versus a light soilless mix.
Okay.
That helps the plant, so it doesn't it keeps the moisture in a little bit during the winter, so it doesn't dry out as much.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking to add humidity to the area of the pot. So I've talked about it a few times, taking like a plastic tray, filling it halfway with pebbles, and then filling with water.
Okay.
That will, you know, so you could actually put that underneath the pot, but fill the water so it's not, you know, on the pot itself. So fill it with rocks, put the pot down, then fill water underneath it, but don't have the water, the pot sitting in water. That will bring some humidity to the area. Sometimes when it's growing, you could mist it, but it does like that humidity to add to it.
Okay.
That protolizer, though, is going to be very beneficial because, like I said, I think the scale really weakened it. The protolizer you can do every 2 weeks on any plant that has been, that's had some, you know, issues, had something happen like scale or something like that. It comes, depending upon the size you get, it comes with a scoop in there to really just know how much is in there. You'd water it. You can water it right in. What I like to do with anything that I'm using as like a fertilizer type, like I said, it's not a fertilizer, but it's like a fertilizer the way it works. Water the plant prior to using the protolizer.
If your
plant is very dry, you know, just picture like a hanging basket. When it's really dry, the water just goes right through it.
Right.
Now, place fertilizer in that water and watch it just go right through it. You're just watching your you know, what you paid for and the product just go right to the floor and not help.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I want you to water first. So then you, as you're watering it with the protolizer, it will slowly seep into the plant versus just go right out.
Okay.
That would be the case anytime you fertilize as well, so that the plant isn't just completely dry. You're going to have a better... it's going to work better for you that way. So definitely something to look at. Again, I'd let it kind of go dormant the rest of the winter, not have to pay attention to it as much, but do that humidity, add the humidity to it, get the protolizer in there to really get it back and rejuvenating so spring when the new growth hits, it'll be stronger and better than ever.
It's in a sunroom that is loaded with plants, other
perfect
plants, everything. all the summer plants are all
perfect.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.